Hi, I'm Manu Agapian.
And I'm Oscar Montoya.
And we're on a mission to find the to make the definitive list.
You're already fucking up. Damn, man.
No, roll with it. Roll with it. Because I keep it real.
We're doing it live. This is a one-take show. We're doing
this
it live.
This is live.
You didn't finish what you said. Just
I said make you say the next part.
I didn't hear you finish that sentence.
Make a definitive list.
Okay, of the top 100 Haney music videos of all time.
That's right. And you get a say too.
Welcome to Podcast Killed the Video Star. Woo! What a professional take that. We are professionals, Manu.
We are a professional hoes. And, you know, I feel like we would rob our listeners and viewers if we didn't fight in the intro, you know?
Like within seconds. Of the video. We're at each other. Our nails are just like, chink.
It's very siblings. It's very like,
but you know what,
but you're
bitch?
Wrong. But you're wrong.
You keep me on my toes.
Thank you.
You keep me on my toes.
Well, I mean, you keep yourself on your toes when you're wearing those fucking cliffhangers and drag.
What? She's coming to me. Oh, God. It's okay. You know what? Okay. On guard, bitch. On guard.
On guard. Touche, motherfucker.
Happy holidays.
Ho,
it is officially
happy holidays.
Christmas, if you celebrate that.
If you celebrate in this area, you may observe any of the holidays in this month. It's Christmas.
What are you doing? You're like a
Hanukkah,
flight attendant.
Uh-huh, and Kwanzaa. And please don't forget Boxing Day.
She's a stupid bitch.
We were talking about this. We have to talk about this. We're already watching Slag Wars. We
yes.
have been talking about the Cock Destroyers nonstop, and we were talking about them before we knew Slag Wars was going to be a thing.
Straight up. You know, friends of the podcast at this point.
Uh-huh.
It would be a dream to have them on the podcast. That's
our
goal.
It would be a damn dream. And we were saying how you said, I'm Sophie, and I said...
100%.
And I was like, fuck off. I hate you. And then you brought up a very good point.
And what point did I bring up, Manu, huh?
That when we've hosted our drag show together, I'm always the person who can't eliminate people.
Like, simply refuse. Like, literally, the point of the show is to eliminate each queen until one is left standing. And Manu refuses to do so.
And one time you did hand me the drag trophy, and I threw it on the ground and said, are you fucking kidding me? You showed to me about positivity. Get me out. No? Okay, I'll crawl.
It's so weird that she asked someone to undo her shoes because she couldn't do it herself. And then she got on her knees and crawled away. Like, this, I mean, what? What is this show? What is Slag Wars?
That was gold. Oh. That was incredible. Who's your favorite Slag so far?
Oh, my favorite Slag is...
Tyrese.
But I'm very partial to, I mean, the editors had a field day with this show. The what is the Mexican guy, what's his name?
God, I forget his name.
He's so funny to me. He won't
love
win
him.
Obviously
he's,
but the fact
he's
that,
exactly who I would he's who I slept with in college, like that is
lucky.
I know.
Just a big Labrador messy. Man, like a big old dumb idiot.
Dumb, because I had a belief. I used to have religious belief that dumb dick fucks good.
Yeah, in the church of what?
That was the church of semen.
Ah, yes.
And I still think dumb dick fucks good, but I think smart dick can fuck good as well.
Yeah, listen, dumb dick fucks, smart dick makes love.
I'm crying.
You crying? Are you crying?
Perfect. Well, you know, it's a perfect conversation to have on Christmas.
Exactly. The spirit is inside of me, honestly. Speaking of which, it's the holidays. Welcome to our very exclusive,
only for y'all,
Patreon episode of Podcast Killed the Video Star.
That's right.
A big deal because it's our very first Patreon exclusive.
And if you're listening, you're an official VJ That is the special designation that you've received because you're joining us here to get this tent, and you're going to have a particularly powerful vote deciding which of these three Christmas classics gets to make it to the next level.
Exactly.
Of video greatness.
Exactly. Did you say tent earlier?
Tent.
Oh, because that's funny because the first VJ was named Jesse Camp. And I was about to say, hello, my Jesse Campers. And you said tent. And I was like, oh, have we mind melded? Have we mind melded?
That's good. Our Jesse Camps. The first.
So shout out to Jesse Camp.
So you want to be a VJ. Shout out to Jesse Camp.
Do you remember the second VJ?
Well, that won the contest?
Yeah.
I remember the runner-up was Dave Holmes.
That's right. Dave Holmes. Friend of the podcast, Dave Holmes.
Friend and future guest. I remember... No, I don't remember who won the second one.
Her name was... Was it what?
No, it wasn't Lala. Lala was just
it wasn't
good
Lala.
Old-fashioned style.
Right, right. It was Talia. I don't remember what her last name was. But I loved her. She was so great. She was like a POC, and I was like... She looks like my sister. And it was like,
I remember she was fun.
She was really, really
fun. She was fun.
But now, fuck those people. They don't exist.
Fuck them. They
We're the Jesse Camps. We're the Dave Holmes. I'm Jesse Camp.
That's right.
And
I'll take it.
That is true.
I'll take it. I mean, that's true. That's true. You're funky and I'm not.
Okay. I mean, honestly, ask anybody, they would agree.
Yeah. People used to call, who was it?
Drew
Before
Tarver.
Drew Tarver knew you, he called you Funky Mono.
Also, like, what a white man thing to say. Funky. Just that word is, like,
funky.
So, like, oh, my God. Who says that
funky.
Word? No one and but then, Drew Tarver. That's
and then we joke, there's Oscar and I'm basic Oscar.
That's right. Yes, yes, yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah.
There are
and
no
it's
lies.
You know what? It's true. It's very true, you know?
It's a gift. Just
I'm,
like today.
You know, y'all see what I'm wearing. Y'all see what he's wearing. Facts. These are facts.
These are facts. And that's a gift that I'm willing to receive on this Christmas day.
The gift of truth telling.
The gift of truth telling. Now, would you like me to share my video first, Oscar?
Or would
you like to go first?
I sent you the link to the video.
Oh,
so let's do mine
perfect.
First. Yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Here we go. Man, should we say, really quickly before we start, I think we should say, like, Christmas music... Very polarizing.
Yes.
Like,
stand
some
on
people
it?
Live. I like it. I do. I really do. And, like,
okay,
I
so
like it.
There's two fields of Christmas music. There's the pop music, like pop Christmas music, and then you have your Christmas standards, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a fan of both? Do you like them both? Or is there one that you gravitate towards?
I like the standards more. The only recent stuff I like standards more. I like the straight up like Bing Crosby standards. Are you shocked?
You are basic.
I am basic, but and the only like, have you heard one recent good Christmas album and special was by Kacey Musgraves, which is on Amazon and it's incredible and it
oh
will
you
make
watch
you cry.
Oh you're that kind of hoe you watch the Christmas specials.
I saw the Christmas for this only for
she's
Kacey.
A, she's
I saw
a Christmas queen. I didn't know that.
She's a little bit of a Christmas queen. I have very fond memories of Christmas. But yeah, I like the music. I can tolerate it. I really don't get tired of it. I don't get tired of it the way other people get so sick of it. You.
Like me.
You get so sick of it.
I really dislike Christmas music. The standards can just go to hell. I it's like jarring to me that they sell like literally as soon as like even on Halloween night, people are just trying to sneak in a little Mariah Carey in there. And I'm just like, oh my God, I can't. I hate it. I hate it. So this is actually a nice little challenge for me to be like, okay, what's like a Christmas song that I like? Because there's not a lot, but luckily I did find one.
You're so complicated.
Excuse
and
me?
I mean that as an insult.
I know you do. Because you could have just said multifaceted, but you just said complicated.
You're like that kid who's like, would everyone's like they're handing out cake at the birthday party, and then you're like, would anyone like to hear my opinion on cake? And the adult's like, not really. And you're like, well, here's my thing. Vanilla cake can be refreshing, but, and you're like, we didn't ask for this. We no one asked for this opinion.
I'm the kid at the party that only follows the adult and just like chastises them. That's who I am.
I have to admit I was that kid, and I have a specific memory. I'm not even kidding you. I have a specific memory. So John Isner is now a famous tennis player, but he also went to my public school.
Stop.
And I swear. And in second grade, I think he invited me to his birthday party out of sheer guilt. because I think I went up to him and was like, can I come to your birthday party?
Of course you did. Of course you did.
And he was like, yeah. And I went to his birthday party, and then him and all the other very straight mask boys in second grade were like, we're going to go to the creek to jump in the mud. And I was like, oh, I don't want to do that. So I tried to hang out with his mom.
Wow. It's a sign
kitchen.
Of, honestly, it's a sign of being a gay kid.
It's a gay kid. It's and gay she kid told thing. Me, this is fucked up, but like it stuck with me and it stung me. She told me to shoo. She told me to shoo. And it like.
And for someone who lives in South Carolina, that is a big deal because people are not that direct in the South.
No. No. I mean, North Carolina, same difference, but yeah.
Oh, oops, sorry.
It's the same. It's the South. And it fucked me up. And I was like, that's not how my mom talks to me. That's not how my mom talks to me. My mom did not tell me to shoo.
I guess all anyway, parents are different. Wow.
All parents are different. So I'm sorry. That's my tangent.
No, I love it. I love it. So you and I were the same kid, essentially.
Yeah.
So, bitch. I think so. Hi, I'm your reflection in the mirror, bitch. So.
Ooh, tu reflejo.
What? She's bilingual fish today. Bilingual fish. Okay.
Bilingual fish. Okay. So your video still rolling?
Oh yeah, it's my video. Okay. So this is my pick.
Yes. Here we go. And you're still recording.
I'm still recording.
I just had to make sure.
No. Yeah, I know. My end has technical difficulties for days, but so far so good. I will say
good.
So a little facts about the video is called "Don't Shoot Me, Santa" by The Killers, which of course you know The Killers, Mr. Brightside, et cetera, et cetera. They did not release a Christmas album, but they released this as a single. And the fun fact about this single is that it was. As part of a charity single. So proceeds of the song went to Project Red, which of course is a foundation founded by Bono and some other guy that I don't remember. Mm-hmm. And so it's for AIDS research, which I thought was really nice.
That's very nice.
It was released in November 27, 2007. And it was directed by, let me find out the information, Matthew Gray Gubler, who is... an actor on NCIS, I believe, some sort of show. Anyway, but now he's now he's directing, which congrats. But yeah, this is my video
to
pick.
Make that leap,
right? Have you heard of this song or seen this video before?
I don't think I have.
Okay, yeah,
I don't think I have. It's I'm really curious.
Yeah, it's a bit of a deep cut, so you know.
Great.
Here
what
we go.
What a treat! What a joy!
Let's do the countdown.
I can't wait. Okay, let's go with a 3, 2, 1, yes.
Okay,
okay,
here we go.
Spooky already. Okay, spooky. We have a creepy plastic Santa. We have a little cow head. Mm-hmm. We've got a bike. We've got a weird, weird marionette puppet theater.
I mean, that's not a marionette, bitch. That's a hand puppet. Oh my God.
I hate you. I hate you.
It's not Pinocchio, bitch.
You would invite a date over and tell them the differences between...
I just educate people. That's all. That's all I do.
Like while he's kissing your
neck.
That's
you. That's you. You're that beetle. That's who you are.
Okay. And so, what's his name again?
Brandon Flowers.
Brandon Flowers. My boyfriend loves the Brandon Flowers. And
this is his aesthetic is very like hipster gay. You know what I mean? Even though he is a Mormon in real life.
Yes. He's still there's still time for him to come out as any kind of queer.
I gotta be real. This guy's very sexy, especially in this video. Look at him. I mean, he's like,
so your type.
Like exactly.
What is that? Why do you love that? Like,
I don't know, and I don't like that. I do is the thing.
I think he's gorgeous, but there's like that vacancy behind his eyes.
Mono, yes. And that is, I mean, and that's problematic that I'm attracted to guys who look like they don't give a fuck, you know?
Yeah.
But alas, here we are, me, like, losing my shit over Brendan Flowers. He's so fucking cute. But you know who else is cute? Is this drummer, too.
Look, they're cute music boys. Have you heard Brandon's solo song about... It's like a song about a very specific ride at a circus. What's it called?
What?
Gravitron. He has a song about a Gravitron that's really, really awesome.
Oh, I know. I don't care about his music. I don't care about his music.
Okay, fair. It's actually sure it's good. You should listen to the Gravitron song. It's good.
I will only watch his videos just to see his beautiful face.
See his face. So in this video, Santa's
terrorizing
them. Santa has taken Brandon hostage and is like threatening him with a hammer. Because the name of the song is Don't Shoot Me, Santa.
Right. He's kidnapped Brendan Flowers.
Uh-huh.
And he's, like, sort of doing this weird... He's burying him alive, I think.
He's, like, showing him his grave as Santa prepares Brandon's grave.
Right. Tell me why Brandon looks like every male improviser that has ever existed.
That's true. He does.
Maybe that's why I do improv.
You know what they say.
No, what do they say?
No ass, all dick.
What?
You know when there's those boys? I say that. It's never been said before. But you know those boys with no ass? Sometimes
it's
the sign of quite the honker in front.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes. You know.
Yeah, here's the thing. There's nothing sadder than a hot guy with no ass. Truly, it's a crime.
It happens.
Consequently,
it happens.
I do think that it is a true tragedy for a straight man to have a nice ass. What a fucking shame.
Oh, it's horrible.
What a damn motherfucking shame.
All the CrossFit men out there with asses being unappreciated.
Horrible.
So they have successfully escaped. Santa's now chasing this old Continental convertible. Uh-oh, there's
she knows
Santa in the desert.
She knows cars. Hold up.
It might be a Continental.
She knows cars.
Or a Cadillac.
I just think that's a car. I mean, I don't know what I would call that.
It's a kind of Cadillac, probably a DeVille. Okay,
we learn it today. We learn it today.
We're learning. So, okay, now we're on this empty desertscape with a very sad, nasty little Santa who's been deserted, and he's throwing the puppet of Brandon Flowers in the grave, as well as, you know, all these other little puppets of the band members of the Killers.
And then it says, Merry Christmas from the Killers. So cute.
Very cute. Huh.
Okay, so thoughts. What is this music video about? Like, what's the premise here?
Wow. This is a very strange story. And if I listened to the lyrics more better, I probably would have known why. But this is a strange story of a very disgruntled Santa kidnapping Brandon and potentially the rest of the band. But there's a lot of focus on Brandon. To get revenge on all the years he did not leave him milk and cookies.
Ooh, it's a Kill Bill version of the Santa Claus narrative.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Exactly. And there's an extended director's cut made by Tarantino where, you know, we get to see this story and then we see the whole gang. It's fun. That Santa was nasty. That Santa was somehow that Santa, like the dirty, grimy mid-30s Santa is scarier than an old bearded for the gods Santa.
Yeah, this was a ginger Santa. This was just a man in a Santa costume, which it's unsettling. It's a little bit like Silent Night, Deadly Night, you know what I mean? So it does have a little nod to our
Trash
little
Day!
It's great, I love it. And actually, it's funny because the aesthetic is very Kill Bill Volume 2. You know what I mean?
Very that. You know, I also want to say, have you seen that spooky... Did you watch Tales from the Crypt?
No, I never did.
Oh my God. There's one episode in particular that's like pretty over the top because it's directed by Zemeckis. It's pretty big. But it's based on a true, really creepy story about like a very scary man escapes some sort of mental health institution and they are dressed as Santa.
Oh.
And they sneak into the bedroom of a young girl. Like they get a ladder and like knock on a girl's second floor window and he's like, "It's me, Santa."
Oh,
and
she's like, "Yes."
And she's like, "Okay, come in."
Wait, what? Like a little girl, not like a teenager.
Like a
girl.
Little girl,
oh,
like a
fuck.
Like a 7-year-old.
Ooh! Ooh.
It's good.
Love it.
It's good.
Love
and
it.
Creepy.
What's the name of the episode, do you know?
You'll find it if you look up Santa Tales from the Crypt. In fact, I'm in front of a computer.
You know what? We'll get our research team.
We'll get our research team. Yeah, we'll find it. All through the house, I think is what it might be called.
Cute.
Okay, so that's spooky. This is spooky. Mm-hmm. I like it. The song is very fine to me. Does it fit the video? Yes.
Yes, 100%. Yeah. What would you say is the moment in this music video?
I'll say Santa chasing after. Santa's like, plans foiled.
Yeah, T-1000ing just like running.
Yeah. Very. Oh, wow. Mask movie fish. Wow,
my God.
Wow.
We're being straight. We're being really straight today. One of us knows a lot about cars. The other one knows about man movies.
Right?
Ew, gross. Ew.
Yeah, I'm scared for us.
Me too.
Maybe we've been naughty. Oh, sorry. I have some audio bleeding in. Oh my God. Stop playing. I have a question. Did you write to Santa growing up?
Never. No.
Rue never.
No, I didn't.
Really?
It's so funny because in Colombia, we don't really believe in Santa Claus. Santa Claus isn't a thing. So in South America, like Jesus Christ is the one that gives presents to children. And so it's not like this weird Americanized, like a strange old man. It's like, oh, this is our Lord and Savior giving us presents as a thank you gift for being one of his minions. So, and I never, I don't ever remember believing in that stuff anyway. I was a very cynical child.
It's pretty dark. I'm like on the fence. I read some like really sad little Santa notes from kids today that made me think like...
Wait, why were you doing that?
I just stumbled upon it on Twitter. Twitter was like...
You're a fucking freak.
Heartbroken.
What
bitch,
a fucking freak.
You don't know... You know how the scroll can unlock. The Twitter scroll can unlock anything from a fist in the ass to... here's your Peloton Cyber Monday deal. You don't know what's gonna happen when you're scrolling. And I got sad girl letters where I was like, I don't know if I have kids, I don't know if I need to tell them about Santa. Because it was just like, Santa, I'm in a wheelchair. It would be really cool if I could walk. That's the only thing I want for Christmas. And I was just like, no, I can't do it. We can't do this.
Yikes.
We might need to cancel Santa.
You know what that's like? It's
what?
Sort of like cameos. Not saying that I have cameos because I would never. But I have a couple of friends who have cameos and it's just like that. They're like, people will send me like videos being like, hey, I know that you like just like really serious shit. And they're like, I don't want to be a bummer to these people. This is so wild. And also there's that paranoia of like, are you catfishing someone else? Or is this a prank or not? Like, so anyway. Cameo.
It's dark. Yeah, and there was one recently from some bad GOP man who like someone basically as a bit bought like I can't remember his name. The guy Jared, the guy who went to jail for Trump for a while. Some gay porn star like I think like someone bought an OnlyFans for Matthew Camp. I was tumbling down the Matthew Camp hole after Slag Wars, and then someone had bought him like a cameo from this
That's
GOP motherfucker.
That's really fucking funny.
It was great.
And that's how you use Cameo, to troll the far right.
That's how you do it, sis. Mm-hmm. So this next one is my pick. I have to admit, I have not really seen this video. I just was like, I was looking for some keywords, and this made me go, yes.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I saw like the first 3 seconds, and I said, this is a video that must be seen and talked about. And I think you see why.
Okay, let's take a look at... Oh, my God. You are so fucking stupid.
So this is... what is it? What is it, Oscar?
It's NSYNC's Merry Christmas, Happy Holiday. It's the official HD video. So we ain't gonna miss a single thing.
And it does have 12 million views, which is bravo.
Hey, the people have spoken. The people have spoken. Mm-hmm. So, all right, so count us off.
Let's watch it. Okay, we're going to say 3, 2, 1, yas.
Jesus Christ.
What are we seeing?
It's a skit. Oh, God. Music videos with skits in the beginning. Uh-huh. I live for those.
And we have...
Wait a second. Who is this?
That's Gary. That's Gary himself. Coleman, right? Gary Coleman.
Gary Coleman, yes, yes, yes.
Gary Coleman.
What year was this video? What you talking
about, Gary? And now he's snapping.
Oh no, they said what
to the North
talking
Pole.
About, Gary.
Oh no.
Okay, okay, I'm gonna ask you a question. Who is the hottest member of NSYNC?
Now, I started as a JC Chazé boy. Mm. That's how I started.
Okay.
I can't decide. It's for me, it's Justin or JC. And I know for you,
wow,
it's Chris. I know
what?
You're going to say Chris.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. This man right here. Woohoo! Joey Fatone. Whoa.
You love Fatone.
Oh my God.
You get a fat God. One for Fatone?
It's truly. Real talk.
You...
Joey.
Talk to me. Why?
Look at him. Just look at him.
Every age or then?
Then, always, forever. Joey Fatone is my forever love.
Wait, now, you know that that's an unpopular opinion, so expound on that.
I don't think that's an unpopular opinion anymore. I think back in the day when people were obsessed with fucking twinks, they were like, yeah, okay, yeah, Justin, Lance, like, they're all fine.
Yeah.
But for me, that was not my flavor.
You did say you like guys with edge. And who's edgier than Joey Fatone?
Joey's the funny one. He's the funny one that looks like an actual man. That's why.
He does look like an actual man. I mean, he doesn't. He's certainly handsome. He's not for me. He's not my favorite thing.
What? Even
he's
now?
He's not for me. Look, I haven't forgiven him for his tepid performance in the My Big Fat Greek.
Of course, yes.
Movies.
Right, right.
Franchise.
I mean, how was he... How did he get cast in that movie? He's not... Is he Greek even?
No, he's Italian.
My God.
So...
My God.
Hashtag appropriation. Hashtag... casting canceled. I don't know. But let's talk about this video because this is just a classic, weird... green screen video. Where
I mean, it's so... I mean, dare I say it looks cheap as fuck? Dare I say it?
It's kind of this weird thing where they're like acknowledging they're in front of a green screen.
Yes, exactly, yes. I mean, even the perspective of the sleigh going this way and then the projection video coming this way, it's like, it fucks with your brain. It fucks with your
and
brain.
And there's just some very, very clothed, they're very clothed video hoes. I mean?
Yeah, they're very suitable for work hoes, for sure.
And there's shots of Joey Fatone driving the sleigh with NSYNC upon it.
Right, because he's the only one with a license.
Right? And then, oh, wow, they're playing with children of color. What wonderful people they are. You can't be bad now because you hired a day rate child actor.
The vibe of this video is so, like, what, 2002?
Ugh.
It's just, like, all the... chunky ass clothing that they're wearing, the thin eyebrows on the girls, the like brown lipstick that they have on. It is so much of a time capsule.
This video is reprehensible. Reprehensible.
Oh,
it's terrible.
Gosh. so many and men with just, goatees. It's like, oh lord,
that a lot was of goatees, a lot of goggles,
a lot. I think that was just an NSYNC thing, though. I don't think people were rocking goggles, or maybe they were. I don't know.
This song is horrible.
But you got Gary Coleman in the video, so that's nice. There's also like homeless people there.
They have Lance Bass.
So NSYNC is doing. Poor Lance. Well, they're doing the work.
He's doing the work. Aww, poor Lance that, doing his best.
Look at that. Aww.
To hide his truth. Wow. And then they snapped. Okay.
Oh, happy holidays. Another happy holidays message.
Cool.
In the video.
What is this incredible piece of media about, Oscar?
Interesting that you would call it that. Interesting that you would call it that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the premise of this video is, all right, so Gary Coleman is the head elf in Santa's mm-hmm. workshop, and Santa is sick. Uh-oh, mm-hmm. Santa is sick on Christmas Day. So Gary Coleman enlists the help of Florida's number one boy band NSYNC to deliver presents and commit acts of goodwill towards man. And that's exactly what they do. And then there's this surreal, so that's like the narrative aspect of the music video. Mm-hmm. But then there's a little meta moment where you sort of take the lens out and then you realize like, oh, this is all a stunt. This is a music video taking place, because they do show the green screen and the extras and all that.
Lacking in the narrative, mm-hmm. because they went to great effort to actually show it as them just kind of having a good time.
Yeah.
But we also know that they are, in fact, been teleported to the North Pole.
That's a little confusing, because the skit at the beginning shows, like...
it is a skit.
And it 100% is a skit. Don't get it twisted. These are skits. If you're in a music video skits, and do any acting, you're that's
yeah. That's you want to come in here with your holly hobby hokey pokey skit, that's fine, but don't get it twisted.
So like you're introduced in this music video to this story that you're like, okay, I'm ready for a narrative, a beginning, a middle, and ending. Mm-hmm. But instead what I got was a beginning, and then it's like, just kidding, this is a music video the whole time.
Totally.
So it's a little bit, you know, it's a little bit confusing the narrative, but you know what, I got to see my boy Joey Fatone in all his glory. I think is the hottest. I mean, he looks pretty fucking good in this video.
I'm gonna say he looks quite good in this video, but yeah, I mean, you have a unique opinion on him, and that is fine. I love that.
It's not unique. Listen, I'm telling you, a lot of people are big Joey Fatone fans. You just don't
okay.
know. And anybody listening, if anyone is listening to this podcast who's a Joey Fatone fan, and I'm not even saying fan, who thinks Joey Fatone is hot, please let me know, because solidarity in numbers, strength in numbers. Because I just want you to know, hot as hell. This man is so super sexy.
I'm excited to let you know that the domain name Fatone Stands is available.
Okay, that's my next
project. That's your next little project. Look, for me, it's JT or Chassé.
But why, though? Why?
Because they are hot.
Why?
The prosecution rests. because they are hot. No further questions, Your Honor.
Oh, my gosh, really? I feel bad about
it. No further questions!
Then you run out of the courtroom.
You run out. Click, 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 click.
Oh, with heels. Okay, she got heels on.
Heels. And they fit my foot, unlike you.
Okay,
they
and
fit.
Then we're and back
they
to full
fit.
Circle. Back to
and
the read.
And we're back
read.
To back this. To the read. Back to this. Because you came in with that pay less foot more nonsense on your foot. So dumb.
Oh god, she's so stupid. So, anyway,
okay, yeah,
it's here's the thing, it was very iconic for the time, because I do remember everyone being obsessed with this fucking song. It's do you think the song matches the video?
No.
I love how much thought you put into that. Just a very sincere no. I love that.
No. Yeah, no. They should have done better. They should have done a better job.
Now, if you had, if you were given that song and they were like, make me a music video for this song, what would be the concept of your music video?
They should have committed harder to the premise. I mean, look, the premise of they're going to go cheer up the North Pole or cheer up Santa, that was what we started with. We got no delivery on that.
I don't think they were cheering up the North Pole, though. That's where you're wrong. I love you. Whatever. You're my sister, but you're wrong.
Okay.
I think they're traveling. Okay. I think they're doing exactly what the Santa Claus franchise and Twas the Night has done, which is like...
Well, let me just reply by saying, fuck you, clean the fuck out, and go have your cigarette, bitch, because we are done. We are done.
And I'm saying that your interpretation of this video is incorrect. And I'm worried for you that you can't get a simple premise
into
your thick skull.
You have to have the final word. She has to have the final word, see? She has to have the final word.
Okay, this is a fun
You're telling me.
Patreon fans, because we're really going at it, okay? We ain't going pulling no it. Punches on Christmas Day.
Look, everyone's telling me how to react, but no one's telling you how to act. And that's a problem. That's a problem.
Oh my God.
Look, is there a moment? Is there a moment? What's the moment?
You know, for me, as personally, my moment is anytime Joey Fatone is on screen. I will say that he is wearing a very tacky, a tacky Superman chain, which I'm like, oh, I forgot that this was a thing about Joey Fatone, that he idolizes Superman. And to me, that's like a level of basicness that is so unforgivable.
Pretty aggressive.
But that being said, I would still fuck the living daylights out of him, and I would forgive him if he takes off that damn chain.
Because good news, no need for a fast pass. Line's empty. Go ahead.
How dare you? He's probably married.
Wait time is ding 0 minutes.
I could get on that ride multiple times. Well, you have a reservation for months.
That's true, actually.
JC, okay.
That's true. The ride is shut down. They need to do some repairs on the undercarriage.
Maximum capacity.
Yeah. Okay, you're right. There's something to be said for that.
But if you want, hey, Chris Kirkpatrick is available.
Have you seen On the Line? Starring Lance Bass as a heterosexual lead. Wow. I have it on DVD.
Of course.
It's pretty god awful.
Should I watch it?
But we need to watch it sometime. Maybe one day we'll start doing that on the Patreon too. We have some bills to pay.
Oh, hell yes.
Maybe we'll do a watch along or something. If you're interested, comment in the Patreon.
Yes, comment. Literally, let us know what we should be doing. We are at your service.
Quite literally.
Us what you want to hear. Anyway, please. So yeah, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, fun video. Unfortunately, no substance, so this won't make it. Now,
I'll be shocked if it does.
Yes,
but we'll see.
Now it's time for our final video, and this one's actually really exciting because I don't think you've seen this video. This is an iconic Christmas song, but not a lot of people know about this particular
interesting
version of the music video. Now, can you guess what
interesting
song I'm gonna be talking about?
Everyone's gonna be mad at us, let's just say that. Bottom line, everyone's gonna be mad because we didn't pick like something big.
Like
I am guessing,
like what are the big songs here?
I will be shocked if this is not Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas. Okay. I have a feeling it might not be because you love, like I said, you're the kid who's like, I know everyone wants chocolate or vanilla, but I would like burnt fig pistachio ice cream. So I feel like this is burnt fig pistachio.
You know what, bitch? Joke's on you, because it is All I Want for Christmas is You.
Oh! All
right, surprise. Guess what, bitch? However, you know I'm going to add my own spin to this, and it's not the iconic music video from her first role in the Hay with this song, okay? This video came out last year, and it's named the Make My Wish Come True Edition.
Okay,
so this is a very, very, very different music video.
She also has a Christmas special this year on Apple TV that she's trying to make happen.
And of course, you produced the shit out of it. Don't lie. I'm like, please, I need another Christmas special. Can I produce
please.
This one?
Please. She also made a weird animated movie last year.
She did. That was
called All I Want for Christmas is You.
It was about a dog.
I saw the trailer, and it's about a dog.
I saw it, and I couldn't tell you anything about it because I just did not care about it.
But anyway, saw the whole thing? Okay.
I did see the whole thing, but...
Horrible?
It was pretty bad, but, you know.
It's edited in Microsoft Paint. It looks terrible. It
is. For someone who, you know, has her entire career wrapped around this particular song, which, actually, you know, you know what? That's not fair. I'm going to clock myself because Mariah Carey she's a prolific artist. You know?
Yeah, she is.
And I'm going to say that this is one of her big songs. But, you know, this song is synonymous with the holiday. Like, people will say Christmas is and All I Want for You in one sentence. Like, they go hand in hand. But anyway, that's beside the point.
I think it's a good choice. I'm excited. I haven't seen this video. I'm excited to see it. Mariah Carey is wild and known to be, I mean, she is a mystery, a nut. She's all of the above. Yes.
And I'm very excited to show you this particular version of this music video. A couple of fun facts. It is called the Make My Wish Come True edition, and it was shot last year in 2019. So this is a fresh video. Very fresh.
Wow. And it
coincided with the 25th anniversary of her album Merry Christmas, which, you know, last year was the first time in history, which is a true gag for you if you don't know this, that All I Want for Christmas is You was the number one song on the Billboard Top 100.
The first time?
First time in history.
Okay.
Can you believe that?
That's really shocking.
Don't you think that would have been a number one song like years and years ago?
Yeah. It's cool how much money she's making on it. Because, yeah, she's making millions a year just on this.
Just for that one song. Can you believe
and
that?
She deserves it. It's such a good song. It's such a good song. Okay, so let's listen. Let's listen. I want to see
ready?
It.
Ready? Give us a countdown.
Three, two, one. Yas. Okay. Beautiful little girl walking around this sort of wintry set.
It's very Christmassy. Very, very Christmassy.
Aw. This girl is so cute. She's looking up.
She's a good actress.
She's great. Course. She's looking up. She's looking up at a Santa-fied Mariah Carey in like a Macy's day, a Macy's display.
Now tell me the quality of this outfit is not bad Drag Race level.
Girl, like you haven't told a lie yet. You haven't. This is like not quite nice enough for someone who's a multi-millionaire.
Exactly, truly iconic. It's, I would say, dare I say, simple. Quite simple.
It's simple. It's a Mrs. Claus onesie. Exactly. Sort of a leotard catsuit.
And it's felted, which, you know, she brought the fashion in.
And the fur is very felty. Mm-hmm. And now we're in an Old Navy commercial.
Yes, thank you. I would say, you know what? I would say it's a Target commercial. Everything about this screams Target to me.
Wow, she did a new video. How funny. Didn't she also did like a remix with Justin Bieber, I think, or something?
This is a fun fact I didn't know. There are 4 music videos to this song.
Yes. She's collecting checks on all of them.
I mean,
okay,
look at
we're getting
Mariah
some
Carey doing the bare
light
choreography.
Light. Soft choreo.
I mean, it's so funny.
When they were like, hit your mark, and she says, I will not.
Yeah.
I will brush my mark.
She's very much Sophie in Slag Wars. Like, please take these shoes off of me.
Totally. Okay, now she's wearing this amazing little nutcracker. Yes. And I use the word amazing loosely. But
it is very J. Jolie Ringmaster costume.
It is. Put them on your eyes just like a circus. It's a little bit of that. It's a little bit of Britney's circus. Nutcrackers are walking all around her in this wintry wonderland. The set is gorgeous.
The set is
I love. It is wintery, white house, snow-covered trees. She has angel wings
on. She has angel wings, which, I mean, girl, come on.
Oh, there's dancing polar bears. I want more of that.
Okay, the song is a bop. I can't lie. The song is good.
Oh, wow. Oh, and, now it's like...
Now it's a Macy's commercial.
You know what I'm saying? Now I'll just say it's burlesque.
Oh, my God.
We're this is burlesque. I'll show you how you burlesque. Do you love burlesque?
I love burlesque.
Me too.
It's in my DNA. I have to love burlesque.
It's so good. DNA. It is unbelievable. Yeah, bitch. And, leave...
Those two little kids are her children.
In the video?
Yeah, in the video.
In life. Oh, I was like, in life? That's incredible if it is.
No, in real life. Those are her real life kids.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Those two kids dancing with that girl? Yeah.
Go to hell.
I simply won't.
I hate you. So we have Santa's waving. We have candy caneography.
Yeah.
Kind of. The cute little kid is... Everyone's doing the work around her.
And then there's a cute little dog, which is a nice nod to her original video because she had a dog similar to that in the original.
Oh,
and then there's a butterfly, nice. Which you know you have to have.
Have to have, because we all know she calls her fans her butterflies.
She does not call them her butterflies.
Sorry, what?
Oh my God, you idiot. Look at these attractive parents.
Oh, wow, they were gorgeous. Fuck. Well, at least we all know Mariah Carey's most famous song is I Get So Emotional. I get so emotional, baby.
Yo, you are just very disrespectful today. You really today. Really disrespectful today, huh?
I am disrespectful. So, okay, here's the rub, here's the tea. Mm-hmm.
What is going on in this video?
This is a well-produced video. Now, this video is about a little girl seeing a statuesque Mariah Carey in the Macy's window and then being transported to a winter wonderland in her mind. That is Mariah Carey singing her best song that's ever existed. And I'll tell you what, this girl's creativity has production value. So good on her.
Do you think it's an upgrade from her original All I Want For You? All I Want For Christmas Is You music video. Do you remember that one?
Isn't the original one, isn't she like just, it's kind of like more home footage, home video.
It's all shot
and she's like kind of flirting with Santa, kind of in the snow.
Yes.
You know, that's tough to answer. No, that's tough to answer. I tend to go original, but I'm going to say the original's better. Mm. And that's probably just because it came first. And I like the pared down presentation.
Yeah. More time to like really absorb the song and what the lyrics actually mean. I understand.
Absolutely. So it's just going to be hard, even though this is excellently made. Full Hollywood.
I mean, and
Debbie
also,
Allen.
What I love about this is that you really get a sense of Mariah Carey in this video. Mm-hmm. Of just like this iconic sort of like very much I'm gonna do the bare minimum but still look glamorous, take all these like awkward shots of me like upside down hanging out so like my chin looks good, you know what I mean, like
Mariah
Carey.
That very New Year's Eve. Well, it's funny that I mean look, Mariah Carey, we all know she conserves all her energy for December 1st through the 30th. And then on the 31st, she passes away. That's the cycle of
She's
life.
She's a Christmas phoenix for sure.
Yeah. She'll still say yes to the shows, but she is passed away. If she shows up in person, you're talking to a zombie.
Her physical husk is still in our, around for her. She's gone. Her spiritual self is gone.
Yeah, her spiritual self is gone. She's just kind of there. So what for you, do you feel this matches the music?
I think so. I mean, honestly, I think it matches the song really, really well because it speaks on the over-commercialized aspect of this song. The fact
that
it felt like a commercial to me is so rings true to the commercial aspect of this music video. This is like lowest common denominator. Like this is an ad for this song and I want you to buy the 25th anniversary of my Christmas album. I'm not going to you know, I'm not going to wrap it up in a nice little package for you. This is what this is.
Right. Yeah. So did you pick which one you liked better?
I like this version better because it's not pretending to be something it's not.
Interesting. And then I have to respect that.
We get to see the Mariah Carey, the evolved Mariah Carey. In the mm-hmm. original version, it's truly iconic, and maybe we might see it in the future.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a very much like, this is at the time where she was married to Tommy Mottola, so this wasn't the real Mariah Carey.
Right.
This is the real, unabridged, you know, all real Mariah Carey.
It's also interesting because it's like this, it is funny that this might never happen ever, that a song is such a hit mm-hmm. that 20 plus years later, they're like, we should do another video for it. Yep. That never happens.
And then for that song to then get to be number one.
Wild.
20 years later. That's so
wild.
Crazy.
What? Who I
else? What is she
I love
doing?
It.
I mean,
what is she doing? Mariah? Yeah.
She doesn't yeah. have to, listen, you have to understand. She doesn't ever have to do work ever again.
Mm-mm. And for some reason, she continues to punish us every time she chooses to work.
We don't deserve an icon like Mariah Carey.
We don't deserve her. I love her. I love her. Wow. And for me, the moment is... Yeah, for me, the moment is the little girl at the beginning just taking us into the fantasy. Mm-hmm. Like, that little girl was everything. Mm-hmm.
Now, let me mm-hmm. ask you this. To bring back trope or nope, what is the consistent trope that is found in all three of these music videos?
Beautiful children of color.
Don't shoot me, Santa Claus.
I know. Children of color. There were no, they were not. Brandon won't allow it. But I do think that is a trope. That is a trope, you know, in general, like just with movies and stuff like that. Even when they're white leads, they're like, but look. We care about a child of color. We're saints. We're saints. White savior here. Ho,
this
ho, ho.
This is our Christmas present to you. Inclusivity and joy.
Yeah. Inclusivity and joy. And then then they're gone. Then New Year's exactly. hits and tick, tick. You
got to
go.
It's very much like how it's like companies during Pride.
Uh-huh.
So, we care about gay people, and then you know, 11 of the 12 months they're like gay, totally. Gay who? What? Who's gay? What?
Mm-hmm. 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 And they hire one drag queen to, you know, take a picture, and then they're done for the year.
Yeah, they're like,
so,
good job.
They're like, we got Venus Delight. Oh, and you're like, Moment of silence. For my taste level just dying, my moment of silence for my decency as a human just passing away in front of all of us.
Oh, shame on you! Honestly, can we all just crucify this idiot?
Yes, you can.
May we,
girl? That's Easter, and it's in the spring, honey. This is his birthday. Get it together
right,
before
right,
you want
right.
to read.
I'm getting all my seasons wrong. I'm getting.
Well, this is great. I'm excited to see which video y'all, the patrons, will pick.
I mean, I think it's a tight race because I would say none of these are like huge standout. Like, oh, absolutely. They're all sort mm-hmm. of just like weird takes. But I'm mm-hmm. glad. I want to know what the Patreon fans think. Now, I want you to defend your music video. Why that should be the winner? Why should "Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays" be the winner of the three?
Sorry.
Bitch, you picked it.
I feel like I'm defending Scott Peterson. let's see. Honestly, it's the stupidest. So I think stupid videos
That's
deserve
valid.
A place in music video Hall of Fames. And so that's why I think this one from NSYNC. You know, it's really a great time capsule of that moment, and it deserves to be in the top 100 greatest
listen,
music
videos
of all time.
Listen, I'm not going to be mad at hard. You. That was good. Actually, I'm very proud of you for doing that. Because there
Thank
is
you.
Place for silly, stupid music videos.
Good, good.
I love that. I love that. Now, why the Killers Don't Shoot Me Santa should be in the top 100 music videos of all time is quite simple. This is the only music video of the three to have a cynical and realistic take on the holiday. It's not trying to spread goodwill and cheer. I see what you're doing, Mano. This is a video podcast after all, bitch. So,
well, I hope the video patrons are enjoying
it. Oh my God. Anyway, as I was saying, order in the fucking courtroom, please. As I was saying, this is a cynical take on the very dumb holiday. So if you're a cynical person like myself that doesn't believe in the overly commercialized aspect of the holidays, this song is for you. Also, you get to enjoy Brandon Flowers, who is a true snack, holiday snack, and the drummer. I don't know what his name is. And it's also a funny music video. And it's a great, I think it's a good song and it matches the video. I think it is a great video entry.
Okay.
Now, what about Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You, now, Make My Wish Come True edition?
This is the one that should be chosen, but... Because it's great. It's a classic. It's vibrant. It even harkens back to the old Christmas numbers from old Hollywood movies like White Christmas.
She got that Bugs... what's that called? The Bugsy Berkeley moment?
Oh, I don't even know what the hell that is. So yeah, I think it's pretty iconic. It's pretty, it's a nice classic entry into the Christmas joy that that should probably get somewhat of a spotlight.
You're right. How about you? You're right. I think this song is very much like just stating what Christmas is all about, plain and simple, and that's commercial value. It just feels like a flashy little commercial, and let's be real, that's what Christmas is all about, you know, selling, buying, et cetera, et cetera. So,
yeah, but it's up to y'all. It's not up to us. You have to decide by voting. We would love to see y'all leave a comment on this episode, either the audio or the video with your vote. We'll probably also be posting a little comment that you can, you know, basically an official post you can vote on because y'all are in charge, not us.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. We did it.
That's it. Stay involved. Find us on our Instagrams. Mm-hmm. Find our other episodes on YouTube as well. It's all at Podcast Kill the Video Star.
Okay. Listen, we are there. We're all over the place. You can't get rid of us, okay? So, from Mono and me to you, happy holidays. Even if you don't celebrate them, happy holidays. Have fun.
Happy holidays.
Enjoy. Be stupid.
Take
be merry.
Take care of yourself. Be merry.
Be gay.
Do something so special for you. Above all else, be gay.
Be gay.
We appreciate you.
We appreciate you.
And
we love you.
And that's right.
Yeah.
Don't forget who was truly crucified for this podcast. MTV.
That's right. We killed the bitch. Bye.
Bye.